Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, it is the Pick and Row Show. He's Pick, I'm Row. You ready, Pick?
Yeah, man. Let's go.
All right. All right, guys. Well, first off, we're a weekly podcast that gives you this show every Friday. And we are available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and now Stitcher Radio. If you can, follow us on social media. We do have a Facebook page. That would be greatly appreciated. We're also on Periscope at Pick and Row Show. We're also on Twitter at Pick and Row Show, and we're also on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show.
Yeah.
Is that like French?
That was MC8, Compton's Most Wanted, back in the day. Gia. He was on Kendrick Lamar's album. You might have heard of him. You're not old school like me, though.
I am. You're right. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I go way back.
You do go way back.
Yeah. How you been, man?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always good, bro.
You're always good. You're always 5,000. Yeah. Oh, you're not Audi. I mean, but you.
Yeah.
You're not out of here, but you're good.
Mm-hmm. I'm always 100.
What? Keep it at 100. That's what we do.
1 million. A billion. Make up something new. I'm a trillion.
Yeah. You're a Trekkie?
Trillion.
Oh, I thought he's
a Trekkie. I do like Star Trek, though.
Not for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I like all sci-fi.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know real sci-fi dude, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, he is a sci-fi dude.
Killing me.
Well, we thank you for enjoying the show, and we hope that you've been sticking around. The first three episodes have been great. You know, we've gotten tons of great feedback.
Yes, thank you for the feedback and following. I want to give a special shout-out to my man, Lita Man. He provided us with our music last couple weeks, and maybe this week as well. We'll see. If you have anybody that's out there listening that has some music, you know, if you want us to use yours as our intro or outro, let us know. Give us a shout out. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, definitely. We are all about the idea of plugging in music and getting it heard and maybe help you guys out along the way. We've been getting some great feedback, and I think I did mention reviews, but you know, we've you know, because of you guys that have been listening to the show or the first three shows, we are officially on the new and noteworthy on iTunes. So
yes, thank you.
Yes, for sports and recreation, we're in the top 20 overall. We're 186. You guys do not understand how great that makes us feel.
Yes.
I mean, we have
appreciate it.
Yes, for there's sure. Thousands of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I
good try.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yes, but thank you everybody for giving us good reviews and everything, feedback, following. Again, we made news and noteworthy on iTunes, so that is a good, great accomplishment for us. And we only did it because of you guys. So keep on listening.
Yes, keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. Yeah,
that was a Joe Joe Dirt.
Was he a trucker? I didn't watch the Joe Dirt. I really wasn't. I couldn't get into the mullet for some reason. I couldn't.
Well, I mean, who could? But apparently, somebody could because they did.
What?
I mean, Billy Ray Cyrus loved the mullet. So I mean.
But, even a couple other guys, I think. A
couple other guys.
Where I'm from, yeah. There's some guys down in Texas got some too.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze had the mullet.
He did have a mullet, didn't he?
He had like a ducktail. I thought ducktails were cool. for a minute.
Is that what that was?
Like 1988,
that's
I thought.
That's terrible.
That, yeah, that's terrible. Terrible.
Hey, did you see my boys last night, though?
I did not.
The Ohio State University.
The Ohio?
Everybody was hating on, been hating on for a long time. I don't know why, but, you know. I guess the Big Ten ain't, you know, we're not strong. Even though we did whoop up on Alabama last year. But,
you did.
You know, sorry about that.
Yeah.
And Oregon. So I don't know why, you know, everybody kind of rags on the Big Ten conference overall. But, I mean, I get it.
You know, I saw the final score. I mean, I remember, I had a late night last night with the job. Mm. And I texted you and I asked you if you were watching the game. And you said, yeah. And you said you were losing. I was like, what? And then I went to ESPN, and you said you were losing. And I look at it, I'm like, they're up 21-17. And then I saw a couple of status updates on Facebook, and then I'm
well,
like...
Well, we were losing. Yeah.
So, I mean, and then the final score was 42-24.
Right. Just like first, Alabama played Wisconsin this weekend. They were, what, winning by maybe 6 points at halftime.
Yeah.
So how good is Alabama since they're losing, you know, barely beating Wisconsin at halftime? Come on, you got to get the guys. This is the first game of the season.
First game, guys. It's all lighting up.
Once they started playing... just took over. I mean, there was no stopping him. So, and Braxton Miller might be the Heisman. You know, he's going to be in that conversation now. I mean, he had a joystick move yesterday. He said he hit the spin circle button.
I didn't.
You didn't see that move?
No. I'm going to have to watch that. Yeah, so he's playing receiver now, huh?
He's playing receiver, but he took some snaps at quarterback.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
And running back. I think he might have got the ball at the backfield a couple times too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Go figure.
He caught a touchdown. Awesome. Caught a touchdown pass, 50 yards. And it ran like a 60-yarder.
Wow.
With the joystick spin move.
The joystick.
Circle button.
No no Tecmo Bowl reference. It's a Madden reference.
Yeah. Well, Tecmo Bowl, you can really
if,
do that.
If we were going to talk about Tecmo Bowl and make a Tecmo Bowl reference, we'd be talking about Bo Jackson because he was unstoppable.
Bo Jackson was ridiculous on that game. Yeah. You couldn't even stop. And then remember you throw the ball and you couldn't see it out the screen?
No. It's like, you go. I'm going to go all the way back. I'm at the 20. I'm going to go to my end zone.
You would go
zone.
All the way to the end zone and sucker. Just bomb it every time. It was a touchdown. Like, it was a glitch in the system, glitch in the matrix.
Or you could just do the, I'm going to go up and down, zigzagging it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but Bo Jackson just ran over people.
Yeah, Bo Jackson was ridiculous. Him? Yeah, he would just run people over, yeah.
You know who else used to do that?
Who?
The Nigerian Nightmare.
Who was that?
Christian Okoye.
Okay.
That guy was a beast.
From the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Man, he was
Dude,
terrible.
He was a beast.
He was terrible.
My cousin...
He had
listens,
one good year.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, yes, he probably didn't have the greatest career.
No, he had 1.5 years, maybe.
Okay, but he still was a beast in that game. My cousin Demetrius and Alvin... listens to this show, he knows that Christian, he will back me up 100%.
Who? Alvin or Christian?
He will keep it 100.
Who?
My
Alvin?
Cousin, my cousin Demetrius, who lives
Demetrius?
Who lives in Alvin,
Demetrius.
Texas.
Okoye was terrible.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah,
he had one good year.
Just don't talk
what
about.
What was his number?
34.
Okay. You did that right.
Yeah.
All right. I forgot I was talking about. I tried to fool the fool. I couldn't get
you.
You
can't fool the fool.
I'm gonna get him.
No fooling the fool.
I'm gonna get you.
Oh, damn it. No fooling the. Forget it. Okay. Yeah. So your team won.
My team won.
I follow two teams.
Who? Oh,
Penn State and UT.
Yeah. UT got.
They got.
Notre
crushed.
Dame is good, though.
Crushed.
UT is going to be all right. They need a quarterback.
Yeah. And I
once
just.
Once they get that figured out.
I just saw that Charlie Strong relieved play calling duty. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he needs
play
to do that.
Calling duties.
He needs to do that. Yeah,
yeah. He needs to take over that.
Oh, he's doing it now.
I don't know if he's doing it now, but he relieved his offensive coordinator.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
who's quarterback? I mean, it might matter.
They have a quarterback issue. They can't.
Yeah.
They don't know who the quarterback is, and I think
same thing in Michigan.
And
you need
I think,
a quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that if you're gonna keep taking one quarterback out and put another quarterback in, you're not giving that.
You need to recruit
consistent
a quarterback.
Consistency.
Period.
Yeah.
There's no way around that.
You do need a quarterback.
Your program is not going to be that good. Especially if you're like Texas, Michigan, USC, Ohio State, Alabama. You better have a quarterback in there.
I mean, he's not.
That's decent.
Swoops is not a Christian Hackenberg, but at the same time.
Hackenberg wasn't Hackenberg.
No, he wasn't.
This weekend, yeah.
Lost to Temple. So
yeah,
both teams that I follow lost.
Yeah, he didn't represent the Big Ten very well.
No.
We got smacked around a little bit, but we did some smacking.
Yeah, you guys did.
Northwestern beat who? Stanford.
I was watching that.
TCU barely beat Minnesota. So how bad is the Big Ten? They're not that bad.
No, Big Ten's not bad at all.
I keep hearing this stuff. Colin. You know,
it's these
dog on the Big Ten. Colin.
And then isn't he an Aggie?
I don't know what's Tank Collins' team? I don't know. Who knows? He might be like University of Houston. I don't know.
Oh my God. U of H.
They got our coach from Ohio State, Big Ten, Tom Herman. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what his team is.
Well, I mean, the Cougars haven't been good since Andre Ware.
Who?
The Cougars.
Yeah, Andre Ware was a beast. He was a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah, he was.
He was a monster.
Went to Detroit and didn't pan out for him.
Detroit.
I was a big Ronnie Pete fan. I liked Ronnie Pete. He's good, man.
He's a good guy. He seems like a good player.
Yeah, good player, good guy.
I mean, he wasn't the best, but, you know, I liked him.
I like David Garrard, too.
Who?
David Garrard from Jacksonville. Played for the Jaguars a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Where'd he come from?
Man, I don't know where he came from.
Why'd you bring him up?
Just because they both have number 9, and every time I saw David Garrard, I always thought of Ronnie Pete.
Yeah.
They almost had like that same build, but Ronnie Pete was a better quarterback.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't.
Just on
I remember the name, but
on,
yeah, no.
On Tecmo Bowl, he did that little rollout. You couldn't stop Ronnie Pete. You ever played Tecmo Bowl?
You ever played double dribble? Remember that one?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Remember you would shoot out the screen and it was still going? Yeah, that was terrible. Double dribble. So, speaking of football, though, did you see I don't know if anybody saw this, but we're in San Antonio, Texas. Did you guys see the two defensive backs tackle the referee? Did you see that?
I saw it today.
You saw it today?
I was in
disbelief. I just saw it today, too. I was like, wow.
That was a very disturbing and very wow.
Yeah, that's
play.
I've never seen anything like that.
Neither have I. They don't know why
Well, apparently there were a couple of kids that got thrown out.
Right.
Before or during the game.
Right.
I guess when it was a quarterback, I don't know, something happened. And then a couple of bad calls. But that's part of football.
Threw the race card in there. That's what I'm
Yeah, doing. Someone heard that. But I don't know. I mean,
if
would you do that?
No. Never. Okay.
I might. No, I'm just playing.
Dude, I mean, I played
sport. I think about it, but.
No. Yeah. I mean,
depending on what he said.
Right. I mean, who knows? But I mean.
As a kid, nah.
High school sports.
I wouldn't disrespect my parents like that.
And get kicked off the team. Look at those kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't disrespect my coach like that. My school. Nah,
they got suspended from school. They got.
Pretty much.
They're done.
Yeah.
And then that ref is going to file, like, press charges.
Criminal charges.
Yeah, criminal charges.
That's
assault. Assault charges.
So I got hit in the face by a kid. Who was a teacher, yeah.
Damn.
We went to court for assault.
Really?
She threw a piece of paper in my face, hit me in the face with it, and all the security and other teachers it was assault. She hit me with something. I was like, I didn't want to do it. It was a piece of paper.
Disturbia stuff right here.
Just what?
Never seen Disturbia?
Yeah.
Good movie. When he punched out the teacher?
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't pop you.
No, it wasn't like that. No. I've gotten into some kids, though. Kids, I mean, they get in your face.
This era is very different for kids.
Yeah, they don't have much respect for adults like they used to, especially when something like that happens. I mean, you tackle the referee, the guy that's, like, officiating the game. I mean, maybe in basketball, I've seen, like, maybe kids getting the referee's face. And I might have not tackled, but maybe, like, I might have seen a kid swing on a referee in basketball one time or something.
Well,
or getting his face at least.
I saw it one time.
In basketball, right?
Yeah. My cousin played high school basketball, and it was a make or break game. They had a one game playoff to make the playoffs.
Mm.
It got bad. I mean, it was like 10 seconds left.
Intense.
And they had to stop the game because it was,
oh, it was
like fans. It was almost like Malice at the Palace stuff.
With the Ron Artest?
Yeah. I mean, fans were getting into
I'm
it.
I'm not trying to make Ron Artest mad at me at all.
No.
Who wants to make Meta World Peace mad at him? Remember the one guy that was hitting him in the back while he was in the thing?
Dude, that was just stupid.
He couldn't even feel him. He's like, who's hitting me? It's like a little fly on me. Dude, Ron Artest is a monster.
I just remember, like, seeing the highlights of it on ESPN, and then, like, that one guy, like, walks right in front of Jermaine O'Neal, and Jermaine O'Neal just, like, decks him. I was like, damn.
But it was Jermaine O'Neal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Jermaine O'Neal, Steven Jackson. And it was like... Three bad boys right there, man.
But football, I'm definitely not trying to, like.
You got
equipment. Would you make J.J. Watt mad?
Hell, I wouldn't want to make him mad.
Could you imagine making J.J. Watt mad? Ray Lewis?
If I was on the line playing tight end and J.J. Watt was lined up right next to me, hey, J.J., how you doing, sir?
Would you make Aaron Hernandez mad?
No, because he'll kill me. Right. He'll kill me.
Right.
He'll kill me.
Right.
And then he'll stash my body somewhere and then try to hide the evidence.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, man, that's crazy, man. Why would you think the coach or somebody from the hood or because it's not on the best side of town I hear. I'm not familiar with the area, but I kind of know the area.
It's north side, isn't it?
It's on the west side.
Okay.
Way west side. Yeah, way out there. So I looked it up, seen where it was. It's out there. I think my homies is from out that area.
I read the article today, and the coach from his apologized for the incident. I think he was very embarrassed. But who really knows? Could he have done it? I mean, it's all speculation.
I doubt the coach told them to do that. There's no way.
I
refuse to believe that. But I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. But I don't know the guy like that.
I would never. I mean, you nowadays you don't know. I mean, but if I got a, I mean, I never got a technical. I mean, I only played basketball in high school, but I got one technical, and it was
you had technical four.
I'm gonna explain it.
Going over the free throw line too early.
No. And it wasn't even an official game. It was a spring league game.
You get a technical a spring
and
game.
I'm going to explain. So, and you're probably, I mean.
You?
Hold on. So, I go up for a little easy shot, like a bunny.
You travel?
No, I missed it. And it was like, how did I miss it? So, I yelled.
Yeah, you cursed.
I yelled out the four letter word, the F word. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, they. And it was so funny because
you're mad at yourself.
I was mad at myself because I missed it, and the ref stopped the play, and it was a woman official, and she's like, blows the whistle, and she says, "You can't cuss, sweetie." She called me sweet, and then as she does that, she's teeing me up.
You can't cuss, sweetie.
And my dad was the spring league. It was the coach for us.
Oh,
because
he's embarrassed, your dad. Sorry, Dad.
He wasn't. He was actually. Well, was he embarrassed? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him. Or if he hears this, he's going to probably... I don't know if he's even going to remember, but...
Oh, he remembers that.
He's like... He didn't get mad. I don't think he got mad at me. I don't think he did.
He remembers.
I'm sure he remembers, but I never got a technical.
I'm trying to... Have I ever gotten to a referee? No, I've never really... I've played sports all my life. I was a coach. I coached in high school.
Did you?
Okay, I coached baseball, basketball, yeah. I coached middle school, girls basketball, boys basketball, yeah. I've thrown some kids off my team.
Have you?
In the middle of the game, yeah.
That's crazy.
No, I've thrown, yeah. Actually, I think I had a girl. It was a girl.
Yeah.
I threw her off in the middle of the game.
Whoa.
Off the team while you're gone. I think she went at the referee. I think that's what it was, too. Or maybe someone else on the team, other team, like one of the kids.
I think it's getting really serious right now.
No, I'm serious. I'm just saying.
He threw a girl off the team. Damn.
No, I mean, I didn't literally throw her off the team. But yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I took her out the game, and she was my best player. And I was like, no, I'm not having that. Take my jersey off.
So you
go to... Change your clothes. You're off the team.
So
middle of the game.
You took Kyle Watson.
Who?
On above the rim. You took the Kyle Watson version and you threw her off.
Above the rim, yes.
Yeah, you took her. And then did she kick the Gatorade thing or did she try to attack a security guard? I'm kidding.
Might have punched the wall. I don't know. But
I mean, it's funny that you're talking about this.
Why?
Because today, and I don't mean to cut you off, but this is a funny story and you should look this up on YouTube. It's a play where Scottie Pippen got ejected back when he was with the Blazers. And this ref made a call, and he was mad. So he has the ball, and he like throws it. Like I mean, he throws it in the stands, dude. I mean, it was crazy. And I think it was Bennett Salvatore. I think is the ref. So he tees him up, and Pippen is still arguing with him, and he throws him out of the game. And so they like cut to it, and Rasheed Wallace is talking to him. This was like in 2002, 2001. So Rasheed's like. He's like, but he wasn't, he traveled, he didn't follow him. He's like, what do you think I called? He's like, you called him for a foul, right? He's like, no, I called you for a defensive 3 seconds. So Pippen was upset because they had made a bad call previous, got himself ejected for no reason.
Because he thought it was a makeup call.
Yeah, but dude.
They didn't do that.
Watch it.
They're makeup calls.
Yeah, yeah. You have to go back and watch it. It's so funny.
I mean, working the refs is part of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know people always, well, why are you always? It's part of the game. We've all done it.
Yeah.
I mean.
I never got that hot when I got a foul called on me.
No, you didn't, but somebody on your team did.
I'm sure. No, well,
everybody can't do it. It's always that one guy. Just the one guy.
I got really upset one time because we were taught to take a charge, and I did everything right, and the ref called me. Called me for blocking.
Yeah.
I got so pissed off.
It's 50-50. I mean, it's bang bang. I mean, being a referee is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had an issue. I don't think I've ever had it.
Neither have I. And they should get
as a coach
reprimanded.
No, they're suspended from school and a team.
I mean, of course, there's that due process. You got to find out why it happened or what caused it.
I like to know why. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's pretty deep. I don't know if the coaches. Said assistant coach said or somebody.
There was a racial slur.
I mean, that still doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's not the way to do things. There's a way to go about doing things. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll, I guess we'll find out more here in the next coming weeks. But they're underage, so we're not going to hear too much more about them.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy, though. I mean, at San Antonio, Texas, it made national news. I mean, it was on ESPN.
It's pretty big, though.
Yeah, I mean, that is.
I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. So, yeah, message to all the kids out there, do not tackle the refs.
Just, it's just a game.
It's just a game, yeah.
It's just a game.
Yeah. Were they any good? What was their record?
I don't even know, man.
Be different. I mean, not different, but I think it's going to make a difference when, how good they were.
It's
but,
like the second or third game of the season.
Yeah, so they can't, yeah.
Like, come on.
Right.
You're not going to win the district title. Yeah.
I mean, if you were, I mean.
Is that, it really worth it? Yeah. It's not worth it.
It's not that serious.
You kids, you know, when you get older, you realize, or you guys probably remember when some of you who were listening, you're like, back then you thought it was like a big deal if you didn't make a play or this and that. But it's just a game.
Yeah, just have fun.
Have
get
fun.
Better.
Get better.
Make friends. Learn competition. And be productive as an adult, basically.
Basically.
And take that with you to, you know. So you know I'm from Ohio, right?
I know you're from Ohio.
You know states next to Ohio or right under Ohio?
Kentucky.
Did you see what happened in Kentucky?
I did.
Did you see that?
I did.
So the clerk from some county in Kentucky, what county is that? I'm not sure.
This county, I have it actually pulled up right here. And so this is in.
She refused to issue a marriage license to a
Rowan
couple.
County.
What county?
Oh, wait, this is in Rowan County, Kentucky.
Rowan County.
That's okay. The name of the town.
I'm not sure where that is, but. Yeah, she refused to. Issue a marriage certificate or license to a homosexual couple.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Which is her job.
Right.
Is to
issue
marriage licenses to everybody in that county. That is her job. That's what the people in that county pay taxes for her to do. And she did not do that for whatever reason. Well, she actually gave a reason. I actually watched the video. Did you see the video?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's.
What'd you think?
I felt like I was watching a movie, man.
It was pretty surreal.
The reaction, the way it was, it's just like, I mean.
Why does she say she wouldn't do it?
Because.
On whose authority?
On God's authority.
Mm. Okay. Did she say the Lord or did she say God?
She said the Lord.
Did she say the Lord?
She said the Lord.
She said the Lord?
She did.
Okay. No, she said, did she say God or the Lord?
She said, I want to.
One of the two.
Well,
same person.
Yeah, same person.
Yeah.
I remember when they did the ruling on it.
On what?
On where Obama he issued the same sex marriages.
Right.
Yeah, he approved it, and I thought it was a big win just because I have a couple of friends. You know, one of my closest friends actually is gay, and I text him. I said, hey man, I'm really happy for you. I know that this is a big deal for you, and you know, I'm very supportive of him in that. And I have a friend here. She's also gay, and I told her I was happy for her. And I, you know, for that day, I did the whole Facebook thing where you
with
did
the rainbow
thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I got offended because...
You got offended?
No, hold on. I got upset because there was people that I'm friends with.
Oh, they were upset that you did that.
No, no.
That
they,
you support
not,
them.
Not because I supported them, but because what they believed in, they started making their comments and they were sharing status updates and, you know,
for their beliefs.
Right. And I mean, I get it. You know, you're standing up for your own beliefs and she's doing that. I get it.
Like Black Lives Matter. Oh, wait a minute. All lives matter. Well, but okay.
But I mean, fine. You're expressing your First Amendment and they probably don't even know what the First Amendment means on Facebook. Mm. But I mean, this is a completely different situation. It's your job.
Yeah. I mean, that's in the video, the guy says, I pay your salary for you to do this job.
Exactly.
And you're not doing the job that we basically pay you to do.
Right.
So,
and you know,
why are you doing it?
Right.
Why do you even have this job?
Yeah. And you know what was crazy was the other thing that he brought up to her attention because she wouldn't do it because the Lord told her not to do it. Mm-hmm. He said, well, how many times have you been married?
Or how long you've been married.
Yeah, how long you've been married. I mean.
Yeah, how many times you've been married. How long. But, you know, she's, you know, in her defense.
Malls, you know, power to her for standing up for her beliefs.
You know, I like to be the devil's advocate. So, in her defense, she is staying strong in her religious beliefs.
And I get that. And you know what? More power to her for doing that. But at the end of the day, You
it's
do,
your job.
It's your job. That's what you're doing.
You have to make a choice.
If you don't like it, do something else.
Yeah. If you don't, yeah, I would say if you don't want to do that, then, but, you know, up until this year, it wasn't an issue.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe it's time for her to retire. I don't know. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's her religious belief. So, I mean, that's, who are we to ask her to change her belief system?
Right.
Based on what some president, you know,
but then,
I don't know.
But that's a whole other can of worms too.
Yeah.
That is a whole other can of worms. And, you know,
she's, I don't know.
We're judging by the way we're responding. Yeah, it's like we're at a lack of. We're at a crossroads here, boys. Yeah, she's crazy.
If you feel that strongly in your belief system, I'd like to know what you know. So you don't do anything wrong. The perfect person. Then
we're gonna have to get to the bottom of this. We're gonna have to get Kim Davis here on the Pick and Roll show.
It'd be nice to get Kim Davis.
We're not gonna.
Well, she's locked up right now.
Oh
so.
Yeah, she. No.
Oh no, she's out. Are you right?
She was released.
She got out. She mailed bail. She's got some supporters. I mean. You're always gonna have two sides,
right?
So I mean,
or three sides, right? No, two
maybe
sides.
Four. I mean,
four or five.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of sides. So, I have friends that are homosexual as well. I'm like, what is wrong with her? But so I'm, you know, again, I'm from that area,
right? So I was just gonna
Kentucky
ask you,
is not
yeah, what's Kentucky
the
like?
Most homosexually friendly place in the country?
I wouldn't think.
I mean, it's not. I mean, they barely allow black folks in Kentucky. You know, I hate to say that, but I mean.
So they don't think
they got some parts of Kentucky that aren't very nice.
So Antoine Walker is not a national treasure in Lexington?
In Lexington, yeah.
Tony Dell,
but you know,
Ron Mercer.
I would say that the black population in Lexington, I mean, it's not a lot.
I'm not going to mention Derek Anderson,
but like Louisville.
Louisville,
yeah. DA played at Ohio State too, but
oh yeah,
Louisville. You know, we got Louisville, Lexington. I mean, I got family in Paducah.
Kentucky's a big state, sounds like
so
Podunk.
There's parts of. Sorry, parts of Kentucky that you know you don't really want to, you know, there's dry counties where you can't get alcohol.
Whoa,
yeah, there's places like that.
That's mind blowing.
So yeah, whoa. I mean, when I heard that, I wasn't surprised at all, just because of the part of the country it's in. You know,
I respect what she did to a certain extent, standing up for what she believed in, but at the same time, you cannot discriminate your job when it's like you're saying. I mean,
well, the guy even asked her, would you? Issue a license out to interracial couple?
Oh yeah, he did ask that. And what was her response? Did she say anything?
She said, "Yeah, as long as they're a man and a woman, or something like that. As long as there's a man and a woman. If it was a man and a woman, yeah." She wouldn't give them much. She just kept saying, "Get out of there!" And they're like, "We're not leaving until you call the police." And when you call the police, you're going to get arrested for not
exactly.
doing your job.
So, exactly.
And that's what happened. So,
and I mean, it was so funny because there's already like memes and you know videos on Facebook of mocking her. It's hilarious. I mean,
I haven't seen those yet.
So, somebody put like a video of her where she was like this, and they were playing "Eye of the Tiger."
Oh no! When she got out of jail,
yeah,
that's crazy.
But you know, I don't. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. My thing with that is, I mean,
I support.
Even if I was her, I mean, you're doing your job.
Yeah, exactly.
I think God would be okay with you doing your job to support your family to make sure that they're okay.
Exactly.
I think that's. That would be okay. I don't know. I don't know what God's thinking. There's no way for me to know what God's thinking. You know, I can't. I'm not on His level.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I think He'd be okay with that.
You think so?
I don't know.
I
would hope so.
Well, I would. I mean, yeah. So then
I'm doing this because I've been doing this job for how long? She's been here for a while.
There's all kinds of jobs that you have to do stuff. Not. I mean, there's stuff that has to be done, and regardless if you don't
that aren't quite
up to. I mean, if it's not to your standards or whatever,
yeah.
You have to do it. But it was like I was mentioning to you earlier, you know, when I was a kid, and this used to bug the heck out of me. And I think people who went to school with me, who do listen to this show, will probably remember where people wouldn't. And I thought it was the biggest sign of disrespect just because it's our flag. And I get, you know, they wouldn't stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance because it was against their beliefs. And
I mean, that's their.
I mean.
Well, that's when they started that separation of church and state, right? Or when they started not to allow us to pray in schools and
we never prayed in school, but
we did.
We used to.
They used to make us pray. Man.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I used to do that at Sunday school, but never at.
No, I mean
at regular public school.
Back in, I'm older than you. So
I, well, yeah, we know that already.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Chuck is a lot older than me.
To the flag.
Just kidding.
I mean, everything was under God, you know, and yeah, we had prayer time. Yeah, it was. I forgot about it. I mean, we did a lot of stuff back then that we don't do now.
Right.
And I remember a guy, he wasn't Christian. He was in my class. He refused to do it.
Did he get licks? You know, they used to call it paddle you, licks.
I don't remember anything ever happening to him. But, and I don't know. I wasn't him. So he might have had a different experience than I did. So, but I do remember that guy doing that.
You know, but we used to, like, when you played sports, we used to pray before games. You know, that was like a common thing to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, we just did the pledge.
That's not in the classroom.
Right. But, I mean, we did the Pledge of Allegiance.
And if you didn't pray, I mean, you just kind of still huddled up with your teammates. And
you got to pray just to make it today.
What was that?
MC Hammer. Pray.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, folks. He's actually quoting MC Hammer.
There's my pop culture reference for the day.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, I mean, my thing is to each his own. I mean, they're not hurting anybody. They're actually helping. They're getting married. I mean, so we ain't got to worry about nobody out there, you know.
Exactly.
You know, doing whatever single people do, whatever, you know. So they're together. They're a couple, double income. They might buy a house. They might buy a car.
They're going to contribute to the economy.
Yeah, they're going to contribute to the America. So
America.
So I don't have a problem with that. I mean, whoever you want to sleep with, that's who you want to sleep with. That's totally up to you.
Power but to yeah, the people.
Again, I wasn't surprised.
Just kidding.
You know, Kentucky.
That didn't surprise you.
But it's not everybody in Kentucky. It's just.
So is Kentucky like part of the Midwest? It is, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
It could go
Kentucky to Midwest.
It can go kind of southern or you can go Midwest.
Kentucky is that long flat state, so it goes all the way from like St. Louis all the way to over to, you know, West Virginia.
Pittsburgh. No, so, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it goes, you know, past, you know, like I said, West Virginia. So then you go Western Kentucky, which is almost, you know, St. Louis area all the way up there. So, yeah.
They've been coming around in their basketball program.
Who?
Western Kentucky.
They've always been good. They were a D2 school before.
Were they?
D1. Yeah, no, they've always been good D2. They've been one of the best D2 basketball programs around, probably. And they were so good, they stepped up to D1.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Are you about Western Kentucky? I'm thinking about Northern Kentucky.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, there's University of Kentucky. I mean.
Well, that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the legit.
You got Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville.
Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
I like Rick Pitino.
I like Rick Pitino.
I don't know about Calipari.
Like a mafia guy or something.
Yeah. With his thick Italian accent.
Yeah,
that.
I feel like he's going to, like, call a shot out or something. Have me.
Hey, do you remember that little speech that he did when he was with Boston when he was frustrated because they were losing?
They were terrible.
And he tried to, like, he brought all his Kentucky players there, like
they were going
to
do something.
Tony Delk, Antoine. Yeah,
Christian Laettner.
No, not Christian Laettner. Christian Laettner didn't play for.
I know.
No, yeah, why are you dogging Laettner?
I had to.
Look at this. You're, like, I mean, here I am 20
best
years later.
Ever. Can't do anything
he is. Okay, Lou Alcindor is probably the second best. Or Bill Lester Walton
was the best.
Bill Walton. Player ever. Bill Walton is one of them.
I put Bill Walton up there with him, but
yeah,
Kareem was the best.
So anyway, so you do you remember that he was just like
he was terrible.
Larry Bird's not walking in here. Kevin McHale's not walking in here. Robert Parrish is not walking in here. And if they do, they're going to be gray and old.
Yeah.
What we have here is a young, exciting team, and the fans in this town, they stink or something.
He said that. Did the Boston fans?
Yeah,
stink?
Like unleashed on them, and I think they hate him for that. It's like you cannot say that to people in Boston, man.
Yeah, no, you don't say it in somebody's hometown.
That's not good. And you know, I've always, I mean, you're not on the East Coast, but you're in the Midwest. But you can probably say the same thing because you're an Ohio State fan. But it seems like in the East Coast, man, they're
OHIO.
I did it for you. There you go.
Okay.
they seem really diehard passionate, like it's on another level.
What you mean about what?
About like their sports, like on the East Coast, like the Red Sox fans, Yankees fans,
oh yeah,
Patriots fans, Celtics fans,
yeah, man.
You know, Cubs fans. I mean, I like the Cubs. I mean, Ohio State, Pittsburgh. Yeah. I mean, Steelers.
There are a lot of diehard fans in that area. Yeah, Chicago, Green Bay, Indianapolis, Detroit. Yeah, a lot of hardcore.
Minnesota,
yeah, Wisconsin. There's a lot of hardcore fans up there, man. They, Indiana, Hoosiers.
Yeah, just asking. I know we're kind of, what was it, like the fans here? I mean, in overall, like, is it really they're more passionate about football than anything in your eyes?
Oh, here?
Yes.
Oh yeah, football here is huge. Football in Ohio is huge.
I mean, right,
it's huge there, but
it's on.
I think basketball is a little bigger in the Midwest than it is here.
Of course. Well, I mean, a little bigger. Well, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It feels, maybe because it's like cold and we have to be in the gym or something.
Well, that, and I mean, they like their hockey. They like their basketball.
Yeah, I would say hockey's probably better up there. Yeah.
I mean, well, nobody cares about hockey down here except for me, oh, really? Apparently.
Yeah, you're the only guy.
No, there's some people, but I mean, there's a lot of good high school players that have come out in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sure. Compared to Texas, I mean, there's a couple, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Go figure. And I just got the alert that the Cubs won, so I'm happy.
Oh, I don't care about that. I don't care about no baseball.
Yeah, anyway.
No.
Why you gotta be hitting?
I love baseball.
I know. See, you look like you were a baseball player.
I played all my life.
Where'd you play?
Where?
What position? What?
Position, I played every infield position, but I was, second base was my spot, second or third, but I played short. I played first base. I pitched.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Just depends on what my coach needed me to do. I played every position. I didn't do the outfield, though, or catch.
Kind of little for the outfield?
No, I just didn't like the outfield. I was a good.
So second base,
I had a really good glove. So.
You played off the plate, right? I mean, off the base, you were kind of like here, second base, and then the shortstop was here.
Yeah.
Right.
Up the middle.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Never played baseball.
Yeah, tough sport.
It is.
Yeah, you can't be afraid of that ball, brother.
Oh, man. One of my friends got dicked in the face when he was young.
Yeah, I got hit a few times.
They beamed him. No, anyway. Yeah.
I never hit a referee, though.
No, well, you never punched a fan either.
No, you know what? I've got into it with a referee baseball, but I never thinking. I had a bat in my hand, but I ain't going to like swing on the referee.
I mean, Vernon Maxwell hit a fan.
Did he?
He went after that fan.
Mad Max?
Mad Max. Mm. Hey, speaking of Mad Max, have you seen Clutch City? That's a good documentary on NBA TV. Yeah.
Nah.
It's good.
I'm not going to watch it just because Colin's a fan.
Yeah. I love the Spurs, but I mean, we already know that. But I mean, that's a really good documentary.
Mm.
But I mean, Colin is like a diehard Rockets fan.
Yeah. That'll be good, though. My boy there now. Lawson.
Oh, yeah. Ty Lawson's there.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Can't wait the basketball season.
Ooh, neither can I.
Yeah. What's going on with the NFL? How's your banged up boys going to do?
Hey, we picked up James Jones. We brought him back.
Where was he at?
He was with the Raiders, and he got cut by the Giants. I want to say it was the Giants.
Oh, so you brought back a guy that got cut. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
Hey, right now?
Take whoever.
Randall Cobb's okay.
Terrell Owens still out there?
Well, Terrell Owens is a running back.
Huh?
Terrell. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Terrell Davis. Yeah, Terrell. Like, well, we could probably get Terrell Owens. Could
probably still play.
I mean, he probably could.
Chad Johnson.
Ocho Cinco. Yeah. He's too drama. Too much drama. Those guys are too much drama, man.
We got the Patriots Thursday. Yeah,
we got the Bears on Sunday.
I was hoping Brady would be suspended, but
yeah, that's
kind of worked out in my favor too
because I'm fantasy league.
Got him like the seventh round, so
yeah, you mentioned that, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We the Green Bay, my team, the Pack, go Pack, go. They're playing in Chicago, and it's the early game, so it looks
like Cowboys playing.
I don't know about the Cowboys. I don't follow.
Huh?
I don't follow the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. But you want? Let's find out.
No, I don't know. I was just wondering. So, you think Ray Lewis would tackle a referee?
No. Like the meanest I mean, he got away with murder, but I mean.
would Aaron Hernandez tackle a referee?
No, I don't think he would.
I think Aaron Hernandez would tackle a referee.
I think Aaron Hernandez would kill a referee.
He would, yeah. He probably would.
I mean, would.
Yeah. And then hide the gun, like, under his bed where everybody can find it.
See, but OJ wouldn't attack a referee.
No.
He would just attack a defenseless woman? No,
he didn't do it. He didn't do it.
He paid somebody to do it.
He paid somebody.
Okay,
he didn't do it.
Came out in a bit. I mean,
he's too old.
It was too obvious.
I don't think he did it.
If the glove must fit.
If the glove don't fit.
Excuse me. The glove don't fit, it must acquit.
You must acquit.
It must acquit.
Johnny Cochran.
God rest your soul, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, so you think Ronnie Lott would hit a referee?
No, Ronnie Lott was a awesome defensive safe.
Finger.
Yeah, and he still played.
You think he'd take a referee? I mean, the referee called him
who's
N-word?
Oh, dude.
No, he called him a ninja.
Okay, we're talking. Okay, then of course he's going to attack him.
He would? You think?
Ronnie Lott was a beast.
He was a beast.
I mean, who knows? Back then, they took everything.
Yeah.
Painkillers.
Yeah, they
steroids, did everything, back then. Everything, yeah. Man.
We have an anniversary date coming up.
Yeah.
For I've been watching a lot of stuff on TV.
Right. Yeah.
About our about 9/11.
Yeah.
And like the aftermath and
yeah,
all the it's a lot of stuff.
Man, that was a lot of stuff. That was scary.
Yeah.
What were you doing that day?
I was at work talking to somebody.
Where were you working at?
Email Nationwide.
Nationwide is on our side.
Yep, exactly.
Was that the slogan back then too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, on your side.
Sorry, that was a cheap plug for Nationwide.
On your side.
On our side.
So, yeah, I was actually emailing somebody from a friend of mine from New York at the time, and I'm emailing them, and then they were like, "Yeah, plane just ran into one of the towers." I'm like, oh, ha, what kind of plane? I'm thinking of like some one-engine plane, stupid crazy guy trying to do some, I don't know, base jumping or something. Or, I don't know, some little small plane. It was like, no. Or the email was like, no, like literally turn the TV on. So I turned the TV on at work. I was like, hey, turn the TV on, y'all. And like, what's going on? I was like, look at the news. And then we turned the news on, and then while we're watching it,
it was unfolding right there.
Yeah, the second plane came in. We were just like, "Oh my god!" And we worked in a tower, so
wow.
They were like, "Yeah, you guys can go home. Anybody
evacuate. Works
anything over 3 stories, you can go home."
Yeah.
So yeah, I was. Who are you? Where you know where you were?
I was. I was in college at the time. I was at my community college, and I got out of class it was an early class. It was like an 8 o'clock class to 9:30. So I get out, and I went to go. I need a new windshield wipers for my car. So I go and get new windshield wipers. Mm-hmm. And I was at AutoZone. And they play music in AutoZone. And it was real somber. And like I could hear this guy talking over the radio. I'm like, and he sounded real depressed. And I was like, oh man, what the heck's going on? And me thinking nothing of it. I'm just doing my business. And I get my windshield wipers and I go home. And when I go home, I walk in and I see my mom like glued to the TV. And I was like, what's going on? Okay. And I'm just like, okay, what's going on? And so my mom's like, they crashed planes into the Trade Center. And see,
they who?
I knew, right. Like, oh, somebody crashed planes into the crashed a plane into the Trade Center or something like that. And I said, okay. And I knew what those buildings were. I didn't know they were called. They were called the Two Towers mm-hmm. or the World Trade Center. When she said that, I was just like, something happened in Corpus? And she's like, no, in New York. And I said, well, what are you talking about? She's like, come look at the TV. So I go look at the TV and I see the smoke and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then it was so crazy because you started to hear the news was telling you these things like this happened, mm-hmm. over X amount of people have already died. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then you find out, well, it wasn't that many people, but I mean, I'm glad still a lot of people. I mean, people,
period.
All the first responders from the Port Authority, FDNY.
Yeah.
Oh man, they went out there
just trying to help.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen.
I mean, the building collapsed while they were helping.
Wow, you know, and that's yeah.
I was watching that part of it. It was like that, right when that happened, and all the firemen were looking for their brothers,
right?
And it was
scary. I was scared.
I think they had like this little chirping thing.
Yeah, and you could hear them.
And they said there were so many of them.
You couldn't find them.
You couldn't find, yeah. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
I watched that documentary, Inside 9/11, and they talk about that. And it was just like, and they have live footage of that first plane crashing in. And
the first plane?
And they were, like, the firefighters were doing, like, a training exercise. Mm. And, like, they show up, and they just see the plane, and they just like, and they're like, the guy like goes like, holy expletive, you know? I was like, whoa. I mean, I can only imagine what it was like being there to
that's
see.
Probably the, in our lifetime,
that's the great
single most tragedy event in on this
in our time.
Yes.
Yeah. And my dad worked at in Corpus at the base, mm-hmm. and they sent everybody home. They evacuated.
Really?
Yeah.
They evacuated. They sent us home.
Yeah.
They said, if you don't feel comfortable, then.
And you know, the crazy thing was, I remember everyone was pumping gas because you heard all kinds of different things and stories, and you're like, oh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Oh, they're going to reinstitute the draft. We're going to go to war or everything like that. You heard so many different things. And the crazy thing about it was, 2 weeks after I got promoted, and I had to go to a conference, and it was in Minnesota, and I had to fly. And
how long was it?
2.5 weeks.
Ooh, was so anybody on the plane?
I would no. There was probably it was probably like maybe 15 people on the plane. So it was
pretty much empty.
It was empty. Wow. Like you literally. You know, when they took the fasten seatbelt sign, you could literally stretch out if you wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I was so terrified because I had never flown before.
That was your first time flying?
First time flying. Mm. So they upped the security. They said, okay, well, you have to be there 2 hours early per flight. So I go, my dad takes me, and my flight's at 6 or 5:30. So we go at 3:30, and there's nobody there.
Are you serious?
The airport's, like, closed. They hadn't opened yet.
Did they arrest you?
No, but I was so scared that day. I was so nervous. My dad coached me through it, and my dad was really helpful. And I flew, and it was a good experience. I mean, to go to Minnesota, because I had never been. It was beautiful over there. Minnesota?
Minneapolis?
Twin Cities.
Okay.
Yeah, it was beautiful. St. Paul. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's a pretty city from right here. I've never been there, but
yeah,
I've heard it's a very beautiful city.
Yeah, but I mean, it was surreal. It was almost like
yeah,
scary.
I mean, it was, like I said, probably the most tragic event in our lifetime.
Yeah.
One of them, anyway, that we know about.
Right.
I mean, there was Oklahoma City.
Oh, man.
So I'm sure there's many things that we don't know about.
Area 51.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, I mean.
A lot of brave men and women died.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Very brave. And
our condolences.
Our condolences to all of you, if you're listening and if you had family out there.
Yeah, you're in our prayers.
Definitely. The Oklahoma City bombing is really tragic, too. I mean, I was young when that happened, but, you know, the JFK thing was another one. My dad was 10 or 11 years old. He always tells me, I remember exactly what I was doing. And he's like, and I told him the 9/11 thing is very similar to that. I mean, I know exactly where I was. I know exactly what I was doing. And it changed the country, man. It really did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, drastically. I think it took the country a long time to move on from it. You know, and I think it's funny.
We're still moving on.
We are. But, you know, I think that...
Have you been down there?
Oh, go ahead. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
I've been there.
To Ground Zero?
A couple times.
Pre or post? Ground, pre post. And post?
Yeah, I went there after. Right after. There was nothing there. It was just like...
They were cleaning it up.
Yeah, I was in the process of... Yeah. This was like 05-ish.
So they're still like building the memorial and everything. They were
getting ready to build that. Yeah. Wow. It wasn't even, I think we're still trying to decide on what to go with, I guess.
Yeah. Never been. My sisters have been. And I can't remember. I just met somebody who said I talked to somebody or what. They were at Ground Zero and they said it's very.
Now or
yeah, like the memorial and seeing everything.
I've been to New York a couple times.
Man,
I've been there before, but I didn't go down. I didn't go.
Okay, yeah. You know who it was? It was Luna. Luna went to Ground Zero. Yeah,
I think he did.
Yeah, he went to Ground Zero.
Did he? Yeah,
he was just there.
Oh yeah, he was. He was in Niagara Falls.
He went to the 9/11 memorial. He said it was real. It's really beautiful, but it's also really sad at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, it's
yeah.
Just glad not that more people didn't get hurt in that. So.
Yeah, you've seen. I mean. It's kind of moving slightly, but you've seen. Are you a Family Guy fan? No.
I've seen it, but it's funny. But I'm not.
Have you ever seen?
I can't watch cartoons.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Have you ever seen Ted?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen part of it. I haven't watched the whole thing. I heard it's pretty good.
It's hilarious.
Is it?
Yeah. So Seth MacFarlane, creator, he's a creator. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're both
all the people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're both from that. They're from the Boston area.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were both supposed to be on Flight 11.
Oh really? Which mm-hmm. one?
The one that crashed into Tower One.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. They were both supposed to be on that flight.
Who was?
Seth MacFarlane and Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
They were both booked on that flight because that flight was supposed to go to Los Angeles. So what happened was Mark Wahlberg ended up going to had to go to Canada instead. So he skipped out on that flight. Seth MacFarlane woke up late.
They would have been on that flight.
They would have been on that flight.
Wow.
And it's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but because Seth MacFarlane is a comedian, he makes light of that situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, I guess some comedians, that's the way they are. Well, yeah.
Comedy out of tragedy. That's the comedic twist that people like Mark Twain and
Richard Pryor. I mean, and he doesn't do it in a very shallow way. He does it because he makes reference to it in Ted too, and like it was actually like in like defense. I don't know how to explain it, but it was. I mean, it's crazy how to realize that they were both supposed to be on it.
Now, have you seen there are some people that don't believe that was like a real passenger plane.
Some people out there.
Have you seen the video and stuff?
I've seen a couple of documentaries. One of them,
I've seen a couple of documentaries.
Yeah. Loose Change.
I can't remember which one I've seen.
American Coup or something like that. There's
Fahrenheit 9/11.
There's Fahrenheit. There's a lot of them. There's
a few of them, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there are some questionable things. Because, like, we didn't even go after Bin Laden at first.
No.
Who did we go after? Saddam, right?
Well, Bush initiated this. He called it a war on terror.
But we went after Saddam.
Did we go? Well, we ended up getting Saddam, like, a few years later. But then I remember they went after Afghanistan. They weren't looking for Bin Laden.
No, they weren't.
Are you sure? No, I thought they went.
Did we at first?
They went to get Afghanistan.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they did. But
how did we get Saddam? How did he even get? That's what I'm saying. He got caught up in that.
Yeah, it was like we launched an attack on Iraq.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We went after him.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? He was like, "Hanging with this." I was
chilling. Yeah.
I was chilling over here. He needed to probably be out of there. Anyway.
They needed to restore the government over in Iraq.
He was a very good guy anyway. Yeah. But like, dude, I'm just over here just chilling. What's going on?
What did they found him in the hole with a bag of Doritos? that's legit. They found him in a hole in a bag with Doritos. Yeah. I love Doritos, by the way.
That's crazy. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's some questions of that. I guess, you know, there were people in Bin Laden's family that were here when it happened.
Really?
Apparently, yeah, that's what I heard. And they flew them, like, immediately flew them out of the country when nobody was flying. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard things like that.
You know, it's questionable stuff. And, you know, one of the things that on the one documentary that I saw, and I mean, I want to believe that what happened, you know.
Right.
But I mean, I watch documentaries just because I like to watch documentaries. There's a lot of things that, you know, you want to read about or, you know, whatever. I mean, the other day I watched the whole David Koresh thing about the Waco siege. I remember that happened, but I don't remember all the details of it, so I was still too young.
Yeah.
So
Branch Davidian.
That was tripped out.
They went hard.
Yeah, they did. They took out the ATF, man. I mean, it was enough for the FBI to take over, man.
They were strapped.
Yeah. I mean, they think controlled demolitions. And then,
I heard that.
And then
buildings came down perfectly, like, you know.
Yeah, and then there was one where one just kind of fell by itself. It didn't even get.
There was another building that just collapsed.
Right, I think it was Building 7.
Yeah, what was up with that? I mean, It wasn't even.
It
didn't even get touched.
No.
But somehow it collapsed.
Yeah.
I'm a conspiracy guy, you know.
No, and
I watch X Files.
And it makes you wonder.
Guy with the cigarettes around here somewhere.
I'll watch JFK anytime it's on TV. I mean, because Oliver Stone's all about conspiracies and.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, there's a lot of stuff that the media and our government is not telling us.
Right.
I mean, some things I understand. You can't tell everybody everything because then people just run with that and go crazy. People are crazy anyway.
Yeah.
So you can't tell everybody everything. So.
I mean, and then they even said a missile hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I've seen the pictures. It doesn't look like a plane.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like one.
I mean, it's...
But, I mean, there's like, I guess, phone conversations of people that were on the plane. So, I mean, But it doesn't look like a plane. It just doesn't look like a plane. I mean, like, it doesn't look like plane debris to me.
And then the one that hit the one that was supposed to hit the White House, but ended up crashing in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a whole different. You're right. Yeah, and, but there were phone calls on that call of people, you know, family members, and so
It's
I don't know. That's one of the ones that took over.
You what?
The guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
like a judo champion on there or something like that.
Yeah, Marcus Bingham and Todd Burnett.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, Jeremy Glick or there's another. I mean, they very brave of them.
For sure. Yeah.
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 Man. I mean, they took over, and they're always going to be remembered for that. I mean,
for sure, yeah.
I mean, it's I don't know, man.
It's a conspiracy material.
It definitely
is conspiracy worthy.
Very.
Yeah, there's other things out here I think are more conspiracy.
Yeah.
Spend more time on
like the JFK thing.
But this is, I mean, this is, like I said, is one of the biggest things that happened in America. So
yeah, and in our time.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be looking at that real closely and seeing what's going on. Like I said, I've seen the videos, and some of that stuff is questionable. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I tend to remember it as, you know, people passing away, basically.
Yeah.
You
know, and a lot of tragic. Innocent people.
I'd rather remember it that way, but I still keep an eye on my, you know, I still keep my head on the swivel.
Keeping your head on the swivel?
Mm-hmm.
Like the way,
what?
Mark, Braxton Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah, just kidding.
Spin move.
Juke. High step. I mean, are we ever going to find out what really happened with JFK?
50 years later.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're supposed to release that information.
Yeah. 50 years later, the truth, always, somehow, it always comes out.
Well, do we ever know what happened
to
Jimmy
Hoffa? Well, those people are, I mean, think about it. I mean,
what happened to Jimmy Hoffa?
I'm just saying, though, but 50 years later, the people who are around or were 20 and 30 years old, 40 years old.
They're 70 and 80. And
right.
They're about to.
Right.
They're
if they're still alive.
If they're still alive.
So, I mean, you know. People are, or they've forgotten, or people just don't care at that point. So,
and then you find out the truth.
Yeah, exactly. And it's too late to do anything about it.
That's crazy, man.
They're not gonna tell you when you're, you know, your voting age, and you're, you know, the million, you know, millions of 30 and 40 year olds and 20, 30, 40 year olds voting. They're not gonna tell you the truth then.
Oh, speaking of that, I was just talking about this the other day with Airman Zim and Robert the other day.
Batman
and Robin?
And
now, I'm sorry. Fabio. Fabio.
Yeah.
The best actor / model.
Right.
We were talking about the voting scandal in Florida.
Oh, the Shads.
With Al Gore and Bush.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, get out and vote, y'all.
Yes.
For sure. But
yes.
I mean, Gore won the people vote, and then Bush got the electoral votes, so Bush won. So I don't know. I don't get it.
But because Aaron was saying, and I'm not. I mean, he had said, well, Fox News had announced it that Bush had won.
So that's why he won.
And then they said, hold on.
No, they did do that.
They didn't have the official numbers yet because he was so ahead on electoral votes. Yeah. But then CNN or other news outlets were saying Gore won, that Gore had won the electoral vote in Florida.
No, Bush won the electoral vote.
Okay. So,
that's how he won, because Bush or Gore got the people vote. He got the most votes.
Right.
But since Bush got the most electoral votes.
And that's crazy. That is crazy.
I mean, that's, my thing is this. You know how many people run for president?
It's quite a few.
It's quite a few. It's not two.
It was like at least seven or eight.
It's probably, yeah, it's probably more than that.
I mean, I just remember Ross Perot around that one.
Wins? One of the two.
Republic or the Democrat.
Every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other seven, we never even
liberal.
Hear about.
The liberals don't win or the.
We never even hear about them. Unless they got money like Ross Perot. But other than that, you never even hear about them.
So is Donald Trump a liberal? He's a liberal, right?
No.
Is he a Republican?
Yeah, he's Republican. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, liberal, no.
So we have...
But a wall is around America, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody else coming here.
The media had depicted it was a terrorist attack, right? Mm. Everything that happened... I mean, I shouldn't say depicted. They called it a terrorist attack. And they said, well, it was these guys, you know... I mean, I can't pronounce their names. There was like what, like 20 hijackers and three pilots or something like that overall.
I can't remember.
And it changed the way how Americans saw certain people.
Yeah.
You know, and and I mean, even, you know, it's just I mean, I get it. I mean, that's what we're led to believe, and it's. And it was so like what we were talking about last week with the fear of the black man
thing. I was like, yeah, it took some of the pressure off of us. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, right now Donald Trump is making my people feel like they're making them feel inferior. Right? He's making them feel inferior and everything. So I mean,
took some of that pressure off of us, but it'll come back around. They just took it to a whole different level, and then they, you know, the Patriot Act came into play. And then, you know, again, conspiracy people will say. This was created to take us to a different direction globally, or you know, even American wise. But I mean, it's a possibility. We went to war. War makes money.
Yeah,
a lot of those guys making money that own companies like Halliburton, and you know, a lot of these companies.
Down right? Here. Are you talking about Dick Cheney?
Well, I'm just saying companies like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not the only company like that, but you know, that type of company. You know, you got energy companies, oil, gas. I mean, they're making money.
Off of war,
steel companies. I mean, war generates money. When your economy is stalling, you create a war, or war happens. I'm not saying if you create it, but if it happens, you're gonna make money.
You're gonna make money.
Some people will.
Some people make a made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of money.
So I mean, it's always gonna be conspiracy out there. So,
you know, and
you never know the truth,
right? And I mean, what I was trying to say was just like, you know, that. We automatically think, I mean, a terrorist can be any color, you know, any race, right? I mean, you know, you have people of all shapes and colors that can be a terrorist. I mean, look at Timothy McVeigh.
I mean,
that was he was a U.S. soldier discharged.
There are a lot of people in, I think, Al-Qaeda and ISIS that were, you know,
and you know,
Americans. So, I mean.
And then, I mean, there's been, you know, the guy that went off at Fort Hood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that was just, I mean.
He was an American soldier.
Yeah. I mean, so it could be anybody. And, you know, and what I'm getting at is just, you know, I mean, of my Hispanic descent, I mean, it doesn't really hit us that hard. But, I mean, you were talking about how it took you off the line, off the spotlight.
Right.
But, you know.
Took the heat off the brothers.
You know, to this day, I mean, the way I look
for a couple months.
What do you mean, a couple months? Oh, for a couple months, they kind
of
heat off of us. Like, stop resisting. No,
yeah, I'm not.
No. I know, but I mean, it happened. It happens a lot. I mean, even to this day, people think that I am
because you look.
I mean, I get it. I have like features. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I got the.
You're Hispanic, but if somebody told me you were Middle Eastern, I believe it.
You believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rush you.
I mean, I wouldn't even.
If you put on like a Middle Eastern outfit, you'd fit right in.
Right. I mean, I couldn't do what like Fletch did.
It could be a plant, actually.
A wire?
I think you're trying to infiltrate my show.
What are you talking about? This is my show.
Okay.
It's our show. Okay. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I think you might be trying to infiltrate.
Yeah.
You're not really Hispanic.
No.
You're messing around.
No, I
need to check your. Credential. I need to talk to your mom and dad.
You want to talk to my mom and dad?
Yeah, I got to talk to them.
They got my birth certificate.
Santos. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's deep, man. I mean, a lot of things happen in this country. I question that stuff too. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Sometimes things happen. You're just like, what was that about? And you never really get the full story. You're never going to get the full story. We're not privy to that. I mean, you can't tell every American every little secret that's going on in America because,
Yeah, I still think
national
there's
security.
I think that there's still national security. I believe in UFOs.
Yeah.
I think there's UFOs. And contrary to popular belief, I do believe that there's Bigfoot.
We found Bigfoot yet, man.
We found him.
We found him. All kind of stuff. We can't find Bigfoot.
We found Bigfoot.
Or Abominable Snowman. Where are they at? Or Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster I question, but I don't question Bigfoot.
I've seen the show. Like
you seen that?
Search for Bigfoot? No,
I think it, I think it's that one. But you seen the footage of that one that they
the original one?
Yeah,
it's pretty scary.
It is.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can't just dress somebody up in an outfit like that.
Why couldn't you?
Because for one, Predator hadn't come out yet, and you can't stoop.
Huh? What do you mean?
Kevin Peter Hall wasn't around yet.
I'm sure there's some people that can do.
You do the walk?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some people out there that can. You can dress somebody up. Yeah.
Yeah.
The materials were available.
Okay.
It's not like they had a robot suit on. I mean, it's like a
robot could have been like suit.
A gorilla, bears. You know, they could have made something. Let's do this and. You know, just like
yeah, that. Dude. Come on, people weren't that creative in the 70s.
Hmm? Sure, they were.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just didn't have cell phones.
They were have cell phones.
Yeah. Okay. So there was no like costume designers back then.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there were costume sets. I'm sure there was costume designers, but come on, dude.
There were no movies.
Look,
Star Wars come out in the 70s? Don't.
This was before Star Wars.
Yeah, but
you're saying don't question you because no, I wasn't alive. Is
no,
that
I'm
what
saying,
you're gonna say?
No.
Look, man, I'm sorry that I wasn't playing.
Doesn't Chewbacca look like
Bigfoot? He kind of does.
Right. What year was that?
But I mean,
that was 77.
Okay, but I mean, so, not all of us were alive playing tops at that time. Okay.
Play tops. I put my jacks.
Oh, you put my marbles.
In my wagon.
Hey.
Big wheel.
I did have a wagon.
Green machine.
Radio flyer?
Green machine.
Huh? You had a green machine? You didn't have a radio flyer?
No, I didn't have. No. Yeah, I did have a wagon. Yeah. I think we all had the radio flyer.
We all did, yeah.
I had a wooden one, though. So.
Did you?
Yeah. Stuff wasn't made like that back then.
All right. So, look, I mean, the viewers can't see, but look, you're going to tell me that does not look like.
It looks like a dude.
No.
And that looks like Chewbacca.
That does not look like Chewbacca.
It looks like Chewbacca.
Come on, what are you on? Okay. This is fake. Obviously, because that's not
it's Chewbacca.
That's not big. That's not a real.
I've seen the video, bro. You ain't got to show it to me.
I know, but look, man. Come
we
on.
Can't find this guy. We got tracks. We got all these trackers. You know, we can't track this guy. Let's get the dog whisperer.
We can't get the dog whisperer. Ain't gonna do
let's
it.
Let's get bounty dog the bounty hunter.
We're not gonna get dog the bounty
let's
hunter.
Let's get some guys, man, and just go get this dude.
You know what? Let's go do it. Let's go do a live podcast wherever they said they found him in
Bigfoot?
Tacoma, Washington, or wherever.
Chupacabra. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the chupa thingy. We can go do that. Or look, we look, can. We
yeah,
get,
Santa Claus hat on.
There's Harry.
That's Harry Henderson.
That's Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
There he is right there again.
Oh, my God. See? That is.
That's comedic.
That's a gorilla ape Chewbacca, dude. Tell
no.
Me.
Oh,
nah,
there he goes
come
again.
On, man. That's
okay.
Not him.
Okay, okay. Enough about Sasquatch.
That's all we got.
You can't be dogging on Sasquatch.
Mm. Anyway.
Anyway.
It can be done.
No.
It's Chewbacca, bro.
All right, man. Well, it's Chewbacca. Okay. You're going to say it's Chewbacca. You can think it's somebody from Planet
Eden. That is terrible.
This is a rendition.
That's terrible.
Okay. So there's not. Okay. So this isn't Planet of the Apes. This is a real.
But anyway, I mean, even without that, I mean, I don't need to see Chewbacca. I mean, Bigfoot to know that there's other stuff out there. We yeah. found skeletal remains of 9 foot people.
Did we?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's skeletal remains of people taller than Shaq.
Interesting stuff here, Chuck. That you.
Yeah.
I mean, you really believe there's 9 foot people?
There's pygmies, little people.
Oh yeah, the pygmies. Yeah.
Yeah, those are real things, man. That's not stuff people make up. I mean, just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not real.
Just because you ain't seen it don't mean it ain't true.
That's right.
We were speaking of which, I wanted to ask you this last week, but I didn't get to. And I just want to touch up on it real quick. What'd you think of Robert Downey Jr. playing a brother man in Tropic Thunder?
That was terrible.
You didn't like that?
I mean, it was
it's
a comedy,
funny.
So it's a comedy, so yeah. I ain't tripping.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of like Soul Man.
Yeah. Oh, C. Thomas Howell didn't succeed at that. That was horrible. Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
How about what's his name? Ted Danza doing the blackface when he's about to marry Whoopi. Remember that? That was terrible.
That was just a terrible movie altogether.
No, I mean, that wasn't even. He was making.
Oh, they did. Weren't they dating in real life?
Yeah. They were dating. They were dating for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what Ted Danson was thinking.
Yeah.
No offense to Whoopi Goldberg. Like Whoopi, she's good. She's funny.
But I don't know what he's thinking when he came out in blackface at a man of speech. You're dating a black woman, like, dude.
Yeah.
Even if you weren't dating a black woman, that's not. That was kind of stupid.
It's like, Molly, you in danger, girl.
Kind of ruined my idea of Cheers. That used to be my show.
Man, you know what? That show was funny.
I love Cheers, man. That's one of my favorite shows,
dude,
man, ever.
It's on.
Just like,
really. It's on Netflix too.
Yeah, I can't watch it anymore.
No.
Ted Danza, man. I mean, you came out in blackface. Kramer, he's calling people ninjas.
Oh yeah. Ninjas? Never mind. Well, Kramer wasn't on that show.
No, but I'm saying I can't.
You can't watch Seinfeld either.
I can't watch Seinfeld. I can't support that, man.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, only reason I watch the Clippers is because, nah, well, he sold the team, so that's different.
It's okay. Yeah.
I just can't support that stuff, man.
Steve Ballmer owns them now.
Yeah.
Former CEO of Microsoft, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we really wanted to talk about this tonight or today. That's all we got for
there's
today.
There's so much out there, we can't talk about everything.
We can't, yeah.
We have you guys
burned out on basketball, football. Yeah.
Too much,
so. Yeah, we don't want to overwhelm you with all the stuff because we were just talking the other day and we are dying to get into the basketball talk.
Yes.
But we're saving it because yes. We have
so much stuff to talk about.
So much stuff to talk about and so much bickering to do that we want to yes. have the right people to come and right. appear and
we get some guest people on the show.
Yeah, and that's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you I mean, is there anything else you wanted to add for tonight? I mean, or for today on this episode?
That's pretty much it. I mean, just sign it off, man, and you know, let them know where we're at.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. Thanks for reviewing. Thanks for liking. Follow us on our
social media
outlets.
Yeah, we are on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. You can follow us on Instagram at The Pick and Row, and we're also going to be on Periscope, and we do promise to do live broadcasts of us on doing a podcast and get more people involved. So if you have a Periscope, get it, follow us, get involved. We're definitely looking down the pipeline to do something like that with you guys. And
if you have any any input into the
NBA, yeah, so definitely.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, my gosh, please
reach out to us.
Reach out.
Tell us what you think.
Sports fanatics.
We're
movie fanatics.
We are Star movie Wars fanatics. Yeah, Star Wars. Oh my gosh, man. I'm sci-fi.
No, I don't like Star Trek.
Okay, sci-fi. I love Star Wars. I love sci-fi movies. Blade Runner is one. Jurassic Park.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, come on. There's a. Christine, anyway, Christine sci-fi.
Send us a shout out. Let us know if you'd like us to talk about, or if you have any questions or anything to add to our content. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Leave us a message.
Leave us a message. And we want to thank you guys for, again, following us. We really appreciate it. For Pick, I'm Ro. Thanks for listening.
To my young black males who banked up, get out the game now before you stuck, before you caught up in just us. Best to use your head, mister, before the feds get you and they'll lock you up for 20 fits you. You got retired money purses, it's freedom worse to come see me before and after search. Niggas was telling before the 21st century, nigga I know just came home from doing many up in the penitentiary. Picture my views and choose to let them finish you knew. You's a grown man with dough, but is it worth losing doing all day for? Ask yourself, or do you really know about the whole? It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. Most niggas who don't wanna listen, going to prison. Greed to get you monies, but it'll also get you 10 or something. Waking up the wise men invest, put up the bands. It's time for that they gon' come, but first show them how you got them funds. Hot flash ain't long lasting, it's attention on young cashmen. The feds waiting to get you right so they can stab you with life. Niggas be forcing, taking losses due to probable causes. Transport wagon happen, them causes. Them backwards ballers catch a charge, they learn the hardest for them largest. Smoking a split with a pack on you, get you shit 5 1/4. It's best you call a Jewish lawyer, pay him some margins. For the short but not too long, stay with the state affairs warden. And on the next time, cause I don't blaze until I make mine flawless. Lead a man, lay law roars. Yeah, this song dedicated to the brothers out there in the street life. On paper, parole, probation.
In a cage now.
Just came home from doing a bit. Going through a bit. Just got locked up
last night.
But who ain't never getting out? Lead a man. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old. It's the lowest elements of life with nowhere to go. It's the devil's words you're playing with, man, them cages get old.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.